Hello and welcome to our next Monkey Gaming podcast. Today we are featuring an accessible audio game called A Blind Legend, and this game is developed by a company called Dowino, if I've pronounced that right. With me today I have James, and just before I bring James in, I'll just explain. James has also played this game, and James is actually fully sighted, so he's coming at it from a different point of view from me because I'm at the opposite end of the spectrum. I've not got any sight at all. So hopefully it's going to be an interesting podcast. So hiya, James.
Hey, how are you doing?
Not bad at all. How is you?
Yeah, good,
Doing well.
good. Interested to talk about the game.
Yeah, we've just actually literally came off playing it about 10 minutes ago, haven't we? So
It's what amazes me is how much better you are like immediately than I am at it.
I mean, I've had the practice.
Oh,
I'll come with the
true.
practice. I mean, do you just want to explain a wee bit about what A Blind Legend is, the story of it, things
Yeah,
like
sure
that?
thing. Well, first of all, I think it would be good to note that the setup is basically the game. So the game has no visual prompts, really. It has a logo when you start it up, and then it has just an ambient screen that's sort of mist, like just floating clouds of mist, like just nothing really concrete. And the way it works is with the binaural audio technology. Have you spoken about that before on the
Yeah, I mean, binaural, just in case anybody hasn't listened to a previous podcast we did on audio defense, binaural audio is basically 3D audio, is it? It's like it's surround sound audio, is that right, James? You're more.
Basically. So it lets you, it uses that, you need headphones really,
Basically.
and it situates you in a 3D space. So the technology, if the object is meant to be to the left of the player, for example, you hear it through just the left speaker. If it's in front of you, you'll hear it through both. If it's to the right of you, you'll hear it through just the right. And there are degrees between these extremes. So if it's like a bit in front and a bit left, you'll hear it a little bit through the right speaker and a lot through the left one, and so on. So the way the game works is you play a knight, the rather bloodthirsty knight, as we'll get to later, and you are guided through the world by your daughter. Who is regularly giving you prompts like saying, "Over here, follow me." And if you hear that to the right, then you have to turn your character right, which you do with just with gestures on the screen. And if she's to your left, you have to go to your left. If she's ahead, just go straight ahead. That's kind of how you navigate. Like the game tracks you in a 3D world, doesn't it? So if you are sort of behind her, she'll say this way, and you can overshoot it, and she'll say no, I'm behind you now. You need to come back. You've gone the wrong way. So it's not just like you press a direction and that's right or wrong. You're actually moving around in 3D space.
You've got to really think, don't you? You've got to really listen with your ears and think, don't you? To
Yeah, definitely. It's mentally quite challenging. I found it to be a little exhausting in a way to constantly be keeping track of where she is and where I am. I mean, I'm sure a talent you've got that much
I
more
was just
developed than
going
I
to
do.
say, not to go off the track a wee bit, but it is interesting that you found that mentally taxing because, I mean, I could quite happily go up there and sit for another hour and a half
Oh,
and,
really?
but remember, I'm used to playing these sort of games. I mean, say like I'd got an operation, a miraculous operation tomorrow that got me my sight, and then I played a visual game. I bet you I would be like you and play a visual game for about 20 minutes and go, I'm knackered, it's just I'm
Maybe,
tired. Yeah, I
maybe.
think that's how I don't know, but I think I see where you're coming from, definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're playing like your character's name is Edward Blake, and you're basically a completely blind knight, aren't you,
Yeah,
James? That and your wife gets there's a bit in the story where it's setting the scene kind of bit. Your wife gets kidnapped, and it's quite graphic, it leaves nothing to the imagination. You know exactly what's happening. You get your wife gets kidnapped by this evil king,
What was his name? Was
and
it Thork or something?
Thork, yeah, King
Thork.
Thork,
Classic.
which is I think that's a great that you could just
Yeah.
imagine that out of Lord of the Rings or something.
He was never going to be a good guy, was he?
Just
Thork.
never right away. And his soldiers are the kidnapper. They're looking for you, and you manage to you get hidden, and your wife gets taken away, and that's the. Is the crux of the story the right word there? Where
Yeah,
you that
yeah.
is the plot of the story, and then you go out on a a daring quest to, look for and get your wife back, and it's going to be, right away, it's going to be rather perilous from the start.
Yeah, and I don't know, I just to slightly derail us just for a moment, if my wife was kidnapped, I would probably try and, my first instinct would be to give them what they wanted and turn myself in. I don't know, I would care more about my, I wouldn't want to risk her life and my daughter's life by going this crazy campaign of revenge throughout the kingdom and sort of trying to make that happen. I would just be like, okay, well, fair, it's a fair cop, but Blake, he's a slightly unusual protagonist. We spoke about him
Yes.
being an anti-hero.
We'll talk a wee bit about the acting and things, just because I want, the reason I'm bringing the acting into it is just because I want to get James's point of view and things. How did you feel the actors were in it?
I
Did you?
thought that I actually thought some of the voice acting was very good.
So did I.
I thought that it was a unique challenge for some, especially the actress playing the daughter.
She's good in it.
She is good, and it must have been a very unique challenge. I actually can't. I don't know what the recording process would have been
I don't know.
like, but yeah, I can imagine that being quite difficult. Having to say over here in like nine different intonations so that it doesn't sound really weird when it's repeated.
Because sometimes when she says over here, this way, father, and she's really getting frustrated with him,
Yeah, well, that's when I feel terrible. I'm not doing it well enough. Oh.
You're kind of getting that sort of father daughter. You could kind of know, oh, this is his daughter. We're getting really frustrated and fed up with him that he's no.
Yeah.
But it's basically the reason I was asking about the acting is Edward Blake, the guy that does him, the voice, is it's a really gruff sort of, what's the word? It's a
Gravelly?
gravelly, gruff, very, dulcet voice, that there's not a lot of humour in the voice at all,
Yeah.
and I just want to come on this because I actually, in the story, you have to play Edward Blake, and I don't actually like the character that much, and it was just, we mentioned this up when we played it, and you were a wee bit, you said, oh really? You were a wee bit
Yeah, well,
surprised, weren't you?
actually, I mean, you have more experience with the game than I do. And when you mentioned there's one scene, well, let's not spoil it, but he's the father-daughter relationship is strained, shall we say, in one scene, and maybe he acts in a way that I personally wouldn't, and I know you wouldn't. So that's,
No, and
yeah, I think the more you get to know him, the less you like him, don't you?
but even like at the very start, and I don't mind telling you this, but because it's right at the very start, when the wife gets kidnapped, he goes, we're going to have to go and save your mother, Louise. You'll have to guide me, and I'll cut their throats. And he's the way he says it, and as you go through the story, and you're fighting, as we come on to you're taking on different enemies. And I actually think Edward Blake, the reason he's quite happy going out in this revenge, as James quite rightly says, I would just hand myself in, if you want me, just let my wife and daughter go. But this guy just is a bloodthirsty character, isn't he? I think he is anyway. I don't know about, but this is the beauty of the game. It leaves it up to your interpretation of, what you think the character should be, doesn't
Yeah,
it?
and that for I mean, for me, it was an unusual experience to actually have to envision everything in my head, because although you've got the cues from the description and the character's voice and their behaviors and stuff, you actually have to fill in a lot of the blanks. You have to construct the world in your head. It's kind of, in a way, it felt similar to reading a novel, because the world, like the kind of the bare essence of the world is there, but what it becomes, what it balloons into, is totally up to you and how you interpret the information there.
It's like if you've ever read Lord of the Rings, if you I mean, I know it's an epic, but you can imagine like that the scenery is so detailed in Lord of the Rings, it gives you so much scope for imagination, and this is what the A Blind Legend game does as well. And so you might hear yourself going across it, you think it's a bridge, you just hear yourself going across something that sounds wooden, don't you, James, and
Yeah,
some bit, and right away the thing that conjures up in my head, oh, I'm walking over a bridge. I mean, it might not be, it might be up steps, it might, I don't know, but it's just in my head,
It's
oh, I'm
left
going
up
over
to
a
you.
bridge,
It's,
and
yeah.
so and the detail of the world of Thork's Kingdom is the way they've done it is fantastic.
Definitely. And I think that I mean, it's definitely worth touching on a few of the other gameplay elements. So you've got the movement, which is just gesture based. You know, swipe up to go forward, swipe up and hold to go forward, swipe down and hold to go back, etc. As far as I can tell, I mean, I haven't completed the game, but the gameplay is separated into three aspects. You've got movement like that, you've got combat, and you've got horse riding. Am I right in thinking that those are the core gameplay elements?
I think so. I can imagine, to be quite honest with you, I think the game is actually massive. I think there's so much scope to this game, and I don't think I've even got through a quarter of it. There's a certain level I can't get past, but
Really? Oh, I am not gonna have an easy time with that one then.
I think there might be even more elements to this game to come into
Okay.
it. But as all, if you know how to operate, I'll just say, by the way, just going completely off, but just it's popped into my head, you don't need voiceover enabled on your iDevice to play this game. I'm just going to say that in case I forget. It's completely
Okay.
its own, it has its own built-in audio, so I'm just mentioning that here. But yes, it's basically a gestural based game, so if you know how to use voiceover, you're well on the way to mastering the navigation of the game. But I think the part we've played anyway, isn't it? There's three elements. There's the movement or navigation, you've got combat, which is a thing in itself, and you've got possibly horse riding. Yeah, possibly horse riding as well.
I find the way they approach combat to be really interesting, actually, because
Yes.
so you've got two inputs, really. You've got you pinch on the screen to raise your shield.
Yeah, you pinch out the way on the screen to raise your shield, and then you've got to actually hold your fingers in that position on the screen, because if you take your fingers off, when you take your fingers off, the shield is put away again.
And you double tap to draw your sword,
You do.
and this is kind of the interesting. This is the kind of the most gamey part to me. So you've got headphones on, you're listening to the binaural audio, so you can place the enemies in relation to you based on where their sounds are coming from. And if they're to your left, you have to listen to their audio cue. So basically, if they're attacking you, there'll be kind of a long wind up sound where they'll go like, oh!
That's it.
And when they're doing that, you have to swipe in their direction to chop them with your swords to attack them before they get you. So sometimes they'll move around you, they'll circle around you, and you can hear that, and so you know where they are, hopefully, if you're paying attention.
As you
And
have to be.
you can swipe in their direction again when they make the incredibly long wind-up noise. And it can be a little challenging, and I think that one good strategy that they mentioned early on is to raise your shield and wait for them to attack, so you kind of know how long the wind-up sound is and what it sounds like, to kind of get a read for their attack pattern before you then start trying to hit them back.
But the shield part of it actually I find really tricky, because you can't just pinch the screen and hold it and then hear them going "Ugh!" and then coming at you. You've actually got to wait until you hear them winding up, and then the shield has to come up. So it's almost like you're parrying the attack, and then once you it's a great feature actually. Once you parry the attack, what it does is it gets the opponent off guard or off balance, and you can actually swipe. Say he's in front of me, I could swipe up the screen three, four, five times and do like a 5-hit combo.
Oh, I never managed to do that.
So I remember I've played it a lot longer, but yeah, and that I find that really useful, especially against other more challenging enemies throughout the game. So that's quite a useful wee tip. You know, use your shield as much as, if you can get the hang of the pinch gesture, use it as much as you can.
That's interesting, actually. I didn't know about that. I'll have to try that. And then there's the horse riding element
That's
to it,
brilliant.
which is it's totally a trope. You know, this appears in so many games. You're on the horse, or you're on the. You, often there'll be like a really fast flowing river that your character is like going down, and you have to dodge the rocks and go left, right. Or maybe you're like falling down a mine shaft really slowly, and then you'll have to dodge the outcroppings or whatever. So, but in A Blind Legend, it takes the form of you're on your horse. Your daughter will say to the left, and you have to swipe left. To dodge, you know, debris in the road, right to go right, etc. You swipe forward to jump
A
ravines and
ravine,
stuff, very dramatic. And you're being, I didn't, Stuart, correct me if I'm wrong, but so in one of the horse riding sections, you're being chased by by enemies and they attack you. How do you avoid the attacks? Because I was under the impression the stuff you were dodging was like stuff in the path.
No, it's actually you're dodging the enemies, I think.
Oh, I got
so
that
when
wrong.
She's telling you, because I don't know if you picked up on it, but you hear like the whoosh, you know, the swords
Yeah.
coming, and that's what it. So when you're hearing that whoosh, you know that you've actually just been missed again, and it's basically, so when she's shouting at you, Louise's shouting at you, right, left, left, right. It's actually you're going through a path, but you're avoiding your enemy's attacks at the same time. So if you're not quick enough with your swipe to the right or left, you're going to get hit. Basically, that's the.
Okay, that makes a lot more
Hopefully, that
sense.
makes more
What
sense.
is becoming readily apparent to me is that you have picked up a lot more about the game initially than I have, and I don't think that's necessarily just because you've played it before. I think it's because you're better at the skills it uses.
I mean, yeah, and there's no, you know, it's just that I'm better probably than a lot of sighted people at audio games because I don't know any different. You know, I've got to rely on ears to play every single game I try
Yeah.
and conquer. So, you know, it's not that I'm better at anybody else at games. It's just this particular skill has been honed over, you know, 20 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Touching on that a bit, how effective did you find the binaural audio aspect of it? Because when I was trying to navigate by following the daughter, for example, I was constantly having to tap the screen to get her to update her position and say, "I'm to your left, to your left." Were you doing that a lot, or were you able to?
I was, and the reason I was doing it a lot was because I had my headphones in the wrong ears. So
Classic.
I was turning to the right, and I'm going, "This game's not working."
This game makes no friends.
How is she behind me? She should be in front of me. And then I was about, just a wee light went on in the mind about halfway through. I went, my headphones are in the wrong
That,
ears.
for the developer, that is literally a worst case scenario.
Just, oh, so I shouldn't have admitted that. But once I changed the, and again, it's a practice thing. And actually, do you hear her, like, you know, when you're walking and she's straight ahead, and then do you hear her sort of, you know, tapping away, moving away, like diagonally to your left and right? Did you hear her doing
Yeah,
that
I
through?
did, but I found it really hard to keep track of.
You know what? As soon as I heard her moving off course, here's maybe a wee strategy. As soon as you hear that Louise moving off to the right or left, I started swiping to the left. You know, I was turning right away to keep her in as much of a
Okay,
straight line
I see.
as possible. But again, you've just got to, it is a hit and a miss, and at sometimes you will have to tap the screen and say, depending on the noises around you, you're not going to pick up all the time where she is. And what I loved
Yeah.
about it is, sometimes, do you know the bit with the horse part when, you know, the horse is injured? I'm just not saying any more with that, but
Yeah.
when the horse is injured, Louise goes to tend to it, and she actually sounds as though she's, you know, about 100 feet away. And how they've done that with
Yeah.
that audio is absolutely brilliant. You
It's
know,
really cool, isn't it?
it is. And then, like, you know, sometimes things are really close to you, and other times it's like she's, you know, a good 30, 40, 50 feet away. And I thought, that's brilliant. And then it gets really hard to navigate because you're not hearing her voice as clearly, and you're having to turn and, right, I'll make an attempt at going in this direction, and then you're tapping the screen again, and, oh no, it's the other way. And yeah, it's
Yeah.
really, it's how they've done it is they've made, I think it must be full use of binaural audio, haven't they, to.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know actually how they did it, like in production, because did they have a sound stage? Was she literally far away from a microphone, or is it just software that's been used to create the effect? I'm not
I thought
sure.
software, but I wonder if she maybe is for just far away from a microphone. And but I mean, how they've done it is brilliant. The fact that gets me as well, this game is actually free to play. You can just download this free from the App Store, which I mean, I don't know about you, James, but I would quite happily pay money
Yeah, absolutely.
to buy that game.
Especially because it's so unique, you know, it occupies a space that not a lot of games do, and it does it well.
Do
It's
you know,
confident.
going back to the horse thing, right? Like fighting enemies, even fight the enemies, the horse aspect, fighting with a sword. There is a lot of audio games out there for iOS devices. I've never had a gaming experience like a Blind Legend, you know, a shield, a sword on horseback. I've never had anything like that
Yeah.
in my life. It's just a fantastic new experience, which I've tweeted about on our Twitter quite a lot. It's a really, I just thought it was a great experience. But again, like for you, James, you'll have experiences when you play your mainstream games, won't you, as well?
Yeah, but actually this to me is has been a lot more interesting than a lot of mainstream games, because after a while they tend to get very formulaic, you know, they adopt certain conventions and they all do very similar things. Whereas A Blind Legend, not only is the way you play it very unconventional, because the way you actually interact with the smartphone is not the way I'm used to doing it, but also the mechanism of gameplay is very unconventional, because a lot of it is about what you can hear. It's based on your ability to parse that information, to hear something and then use that. Whereas I'm not used to that. I'm not used to that in games, which is, it's really exciting, actually, to see a game be able to engage me in that way.
Yeah, and it's good that you were actually able to, you know, navigate the game and get as far as we did with the game. Because, like, if that was my cousin picking that up, and, you know, I remember I was playing another game called Audio Rally Racing, which is a driving simulation, and I was actually able to beat my cousin at it because he just picked the game up, and what I said to my cousin was, try and see with your ear, if that makes sense. You know, you're kind of seeing with your ears, in a totally basic term, and he just couldn't do it, and he put the game down. He says, all his life he's played sighted, you know, mainstream games, and he just couldn't adapt. So, you know, all the time he's using his eyes, and it's amazing how much he just doesn't rely on sound. It's all visual, cues.
And I think for a lot of people that is, you know, how they interact with games. But it's interesting when you actually start to do, because I play a musical instrument, so I would have thought that I would maybe be better at using my ears than somebody who doesn't play an instrument. But actually, my ability to listen needs to be developed for games like this, I think, because I miss so much.
That's really interesting. Maybe a first time round playing it, I will miss, you know, and I'll get killed, you know. I mean, like A Blind Legend, I've been killed more times than I've got fingers, but, you know, it's just so different from, there are other audio games, like, you know, that there's Audio Defence and Papa Sanger and things like that, but all you're doing in these, especially like games like Papa Sanger, The Nightjar, Blindside, things like that, you're actually just using your ears to navigate. You know, that's all you're doing, you're navigating past, you know, monsters and traps and things, but that's as far as the game goes. So, you know, you're not fighting, you're not using voiceover gestures to fight, or, you know, it's just you're using your ears to navigate past a certain obstacle or get out of a maze, or that's just, and I very quickly, I didn't get bored because it was a great experience, but when you see a game like this, you know that the audio games, the game's development for visually impaired people could just go so much further.
There's so much room in the industry for products like this. It is amazing that they've integrated an actual combat system into a game that is purely audio based. That's really because it's satisfying as well, isn't it? It's really satisfying to attack the enemy just before they get you and hear the push and know that you actually scored a proper hit.
Yeah, you've scored the hits and you know, even like what I love actually parrying with my shield, because it means I get more hits in, and you know, to practice that pinch is hard, isn't it? It's actually you know, as I say, it's all about timing. Where, you know, you can't just swing your sword willy-nilly. You will hit them eventually, but as the enemies get harder, they're just going to, you don't time it right, you're going to die, basically, you know, us.
I guess with the combat, what the binaural audio brings to the table that a lot of other audio-only games can't is a sense of direction in the combat, you know, because you're swiping left, right, forward. Whereas a lot of games, I would imagine... that are based purely on audio don't have that same directional aspect in the gameplay.
I think they do. I would say there is a podcast on Blindside and Audio Defence that we've done, two different podcasts, and they use the binaural audio, so you can actually stand up and you can actually physically turn in different directions.
Okay.
And so it is there, it's just that they've not taken the thing. So all you're doing, once you turn in the right direction, you just tap the screen with your fingers to walk, and that's all that you're doing, you know. So that the basics were there, but it's just like they didn't develop it any further. You know, there was no
I see, I see.
combat, there's no horse riding, there's no further real interaction.
Yeah.
It's just like you're walking through a storyline, you know, just navigating past through a storyline, walking through different scenes, and that's about it. You know, as I say, there's nothing more, no more interaction than that, which is good. You know, it's great. It's another great experience, especially the horror games are. I don't know. A Blind Legend could be classed as
It is sometimes quite
a
scary, yeah.
fantasy horror kind of.
It's sometimes very intense. And actually the quality of the, I don't know what you call them, the soundscapes is
Oh,
very
it's
high.
brilliant.
I don't know, I was meaning to ask you, I suppose on the show is as good a place as any. Did you find the quality of the audio to be different than maybe a more conventional game? Because I found, I don't know if it was just because I was focusing on it purely because there was no visual stimulus, but I found like going through the town and stuff and hearing all the hustle and bustle, it was really, really clear and it felt really full, like the breadth of sound.
That's what, yep, and I mean, you hear every little detail. You know, I think there was one bit you hear a, you know, like a man selling his ware. There's another bit you actually hear people walking around you in different directions, don't you?
Yeah.
This is right at the very start of the game when you're trying to get to your wife just before she gets kidnapped. So we're not giving too much away there. And it's the, you know, you hear bells ringing. You actually think, if you've got your headphones on the right way, you actually think you're in the middle of a bustling town square, or, you know, like way back in like a, just the tone of the game, you know, it's a very olden days style kingdom. So I'm imagining myself way back in the middle of a fair, you know, in the 18th century, you know, and people round about me selling their wares or, you know, in stalls. But again, that's just me. That's just what my imagination conjures up. You might have been completely,
The
you
fact that
know.
it does force you to use your imagination that way kind of puts it in a similar space in my mind to stuff like the novel, like you were saying, Lord of the Rings, you know, because it you're forced to create the world in your mind as much as it exists, you know, in the phone or the tablet, and it's available on iOS and Android,
Oh, is it on
which is
Android as well? I didn't know that. Thanks for
yeah.
that, James, just in
I
case.
think you might be able to get it on PC actually,
Very interesting.
as just a standalone download, but don't actually quote me on that.
Yeah, and just I think, as we say, that there's a lot of scope for this kind of. I mean, I'd be really interested. Am I right in thinking that Domino, this is the only game that they've got
I
out
think it
just
is. I'm
now?
not sure what their situation is because I know they made it in partnership with a radio station and it was at least partially crowdfunded.
Yeah, and the crowdfunding part, I wonder if that's how you're getting the game free, because I wonder if they got a lot more money. I won't say how much they got, but I wonder if they've gotten a lot more money than they thought they would.
Maybe. I'd imagine it was still a pretty shoestring budget for them, you know, because if it was made over the course of a few years.
I mean, you wouldn't think. I mean, that was a frustration, actually. There was one person I was tweeting, having a conversation with on Twitter, and he said, "Oh, for God's sake, I'm still waiting on a Blind Legend coming out." And I went, "What's a Blind Legend?" And I looked at it, and you know, you're looking at the trailers and things, and you're going, "Oh, this sounds great." And then, by the way, it was well worth the wait, though. When it, you know, it does finally. I'd rather somebody took 2 or 3 years to develop a game. If you're going to get that quality, you know, there's no point in just rushing something out that's substandard, is there? So,
Absolutely not, no.
another, what I might just say as well, Domino, I think, are French, a French company. So, you're actually, the beauty of the game is you actually get it in two languages. You get it in English and in French, and a lot of audio games don't do that. You know, it's all just English based, or I think they're big in Japan, but you know, I'm obviously not going to be able to play a Japanese audio game. So, you know, I just thought it was a great wee quirk that you can actually get it in a couple of different languages as well.
Yeah, I suppose we should be grateful that they chose to translate it into English because, you know, they're a French company.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we might not actually
Yeah,
be
huge
having
thanks
the.
to the developer for that, because if they hadn't, we would have missed out on, you know, so much, in terms of the game.
I kind of, there's the voice that narrates the menu and the options. I kind of, it's that is synthesized, right? That's a.
I think that's some kind of screen reader.
Yeah, I wish that was an actual, you know, an actor just reading the. the options allowed.
That's quite, so would you see, to me, I'm so used to hearing screen readers that
Okay.
actually, to be honest, I couldn't have cared less. But again, that's an interesting point. So for your point of view,
It wasn't a
that would have
it
been,
wasn't a major
it's
thing.
not a,
It's just, the
yeah.
intonation is a bit more robotic, whereas if it
That's
might have
very
flowed a bit,
robotic,
like if
isn't
it
it?
was the guy who played the protagonist, I think it might have flowed a bit
That
better,
would
I
have been
think.
that would have been great,
Yeah,
actually,
or the
too.
daughter as well, that might have been thematically consistent, because she's your guide, so why not guide you through
So why not
memories?
actually guide you through, like the pinch gesture with the shield, things like that.
Yeah,
That's a
uh-huh.
really good idea,
And you could even
actually.
work that, because so the narrator or the options voice also tells you how to do certain things in the game, like combat and movement and stuff. So that might have been cool if that was worked into the daughter's dialogue, and she literally
Yeah.
says, pinch to raise your shield and stuff.
That would have been, I actually think that would have been a lot, now that you say it, it would have been a lot better, but to be honest, it hadn't crossed my mind at all.
I guess it would break the fourth wall a bit, it'd be more like admitting it's a game, because if she says, pinch to raise your shield, the character would be like, what do you mean pinch? If I want to raise my shield, I raise my shield. Who are you talking to?
That's a good point actually
weird
as well.
daughter.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess that was their solution to that problem, is to just make it a different voice.
Yeah, and I mean it's not a bad thing, the synthesized, it's one of the better ones, trust me on that. It's
Yeah, it
not,
didn't seem too
you
bad.
know, it,
I had to
yeah.
think for a second whether it was actually a synthesized voice. So I suppose that's the mark of a good one, isn't it,
I
actually?
think so. I definitely think it is. But it doesn't spoil the game or anything too much at all. I might actually, I've just something's just came to my mind here. As you might have gathered, you can die in abundance in this game. And as I am well aware of, and what happens is you get 5 lives free, and I think you get 5 free lives each day. I'm not certain on that, but what happens is every maybe 20 minutes your lives will regenerate, things like that. So if you do lose all your 5 lives, there are in-app purchases where you can purchase more for real
Oh, are
money.
there? Oh, I hadn't
So just
noticed
if you
that.
do lose all your lives and you're dying to get back into the action, there is an in-app purchase, and I think it's pennies. I can't remember off the top of my head how much it is, but you're not talking a, and you don't have to because your lives regenerate anyway, and you get another 5 free. So,
Yeah, as far as in-app purchases go, that isn't a very aggressive one. That's quite acceptable. You're not
for
going to
the,
feel
well, I
shoehorned
mean,
into paying the money unless you really
exactly.
want to.
I mean, for the sake of, for they've put all of this and you're getting the game free. I don't think we can grudge them. 79p or whatever it is for, a couple of lives. So I just thought I'd bring that in as well, just at the
Yeah,
end.
yes, it's important to note. So overall, how would you rate it compared to maybe some of the other audio-only games that you've played? Would you say it's by far the best?
By far the best. Absolutely, by far the best. I think that maybe a close second would be maybe Tickin' Blue, who are a private audio games company, but their games are so pricey. You're talking maybe £12 for games on iOS and things.
That is pretty steep for iOS.
It's and the way they get around that, we'll talk about this maybe in another podcast. But they say, well, we're a private company and we need your money to keep going. But compared to even those games, for £12, I'm expecting a bit more. That for free, I'd have quite happily paid about £15, £20 for a Blind Legend. It's
Yeah.
so.
I feel the production values are really high, aren't they? It feels like a good product with a good team behind it.
It's a totally immersive experience, and I think the depth of it is, I think it's going to be astronomical because of the different, we'll just say the different guardians that there is in the kingdom, that you have to get through. There's different guardians of the Thork's kingdom that you have to, get past. So, what do you think of the replay value of it, Jay? Do you think there's a lot of replay?
Well, I was actually because as we discussed earlier today, I've just started playing a game called Lifeline on
Oh,
my iPhone, which is
yes.
involves you making choices,
Yeah, completely
and
different.
yeah, and as you said, there's a lot of replay value in that, and so I was actually wondering. It might have been really cool with a Blind Legend to have that element of decision making as well. Your character has to choose between saving, a village or finding treasure in a cavern or something. You have to decide which forking
That's
path
a
you
great
take.
idea.
Or maybe even like you're talking to someone and you have to decide whether to be, you know, really harsh, like tell me where she is, or you have to, you know, try
can
and
have
use
mercy or have a
charm.
bit of mercy.
Yeah, and just be nice. So, but I guess that again, that's more development time and more development cost, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I suppose so. And I just think, I wonder, see, we don't know even what, thankfully, actually, we don't know what happens at the end, because none of us have got that far. But I wonder, you know, I wonder if they might bring out a Blind Legend 2, or would you think they might maybe bring out...
That would be cool.
Yeah, or, you know, so I think for Domino, I think for this company, I think the sky's the limit. I actually can't wait to see what they're going to bring out next.
I mean, it might not even be a Blind Legend 2, it might be a totally new game, but
that's
I'm fairly confident it'll use the same design principles, and hopefully we'll make good use of binaural audio again.
Or if they bring out, I wonder, do you think they'll maybe bring out another game? You know, I wonder, now that they've used up the funding and the fact that the game's free, you know, do you think they'll, hopefully, will they get money?
I don't actually know. I would say probably. I mean, the way these games often work is that the in-app purchases actually make them more money than an initial price tag ever would have.
Yeah, but so even...
This game is quite specialist. It has a very strong but rare niche, so I'm not...
It does.
I would need to sort of have that info to make a...
We'd need to think about that one. But, I mean, the reviews it's got from companies like RNIB and things, that people are getting blown away, but... the game, because they now see that the future of audio games is absolutely bright. When they see what a company like Domino can do, then I think that's actually raised the bar a wee bit, James, you know, for other companies. Oh, God, we're going to have to do a bit better here to compete. How do we compete with that, you know?
They've set an industry standard, haven't they, for the audio only games?
I think they've set the benchmark anyway, I think, with that game. I've said it a load, but I've never played an audio game like it. It's really, really something different. So I think, is that us, James? Have we covered?
Again, I mean, from my perspective, again, it's a very unique and interesting gameplay experience, and I would suggest anyone try it. You know, again, it's free to download, so if you find just make sure you have a pair of headphones and you put them in the right way.
Thanks, James.
it won't work if you only have one speaker, like on a phone. Headphones to make it.
Oh, I just, and even if you had, maybe if you had a pair of, you know, very, very high quality Bluetooth speakers, you might get away with it, but I think headphones are a must to play the game. So, on that note, and I think we've really enjoyed The Blind Legend. I hope you've really enjoyed listening to the podcast. Thanks very much again for listening to us, and we'll be back very soon, James, won't we, another installment.
And if you have any interest in getting in touch, or you want to ask us any questions, then please do. We have a Twitter account.
We have Twitter. If you go to @monkeygamingfsb, so @monkeygaming, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra, B for Bravo, that's the best place to get me, and I can easily respond. We can respond to your tweets there. So as I say, thanks very much again for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time. Bye.